The snapshot. A phenomenal cast of actors is fighting with a script that doesn't match their own talents. It's a historical battle that's more fiction than historical. Gladiator 2? 7 out of 10? 14A, 2 hours 28 minutes. History action epic drama. Directed by Ridley Scott. Starring Paul Mescal, Denzel Washington, Pedro Pascal, Connie Nielsen, Alexander Kareem, Fred Hechinger and Joseph Quinn. Now playing at Milton Cineplex on Maple Avenue. When it comes to the craftsmanship of the new historical fiction epic Gladiator 2, sometimes you've got to call them like you call a Coliseum. It's an average film featuring an ensemble of actors with godlike talents even Juno and Jupiter would be jealous of. It's been 24 years since Ridley Scott directed the original Gladiator, which went on to win the 2001 Academy Award for Best Picture. That film was much more stark, bleak and more focused on being equal parts history lesson and action epic. Gladiator 2, on the other hand, is clearly more focused on being an action epic slash political drama as opposed to being historically accurate. The film grandly stretches the genre of historical fiction to the extreme, but when looked at as a morality tale and obvious fiction, the parts are mostly satisfying. The story is a continuation in the line of Maximus Meridius, who was Russell Crowe's character that, spoiler alert, died in his pursuit of purging corruption from 3rd century Rome. The sequel sees his son Lucius Aurelius, played by the handsome Paul Mescal, come to Rome and begrudgingly continue his late father's quest. What is that quest? By winning over public opinion as a, you guessed it, a gladiator. By working under the cunning businessman Macrinus, a engrossing Denzel Washington, Lucius takes on the alter ego, Hanno, and climbs the ranks of Roman society. Director Scott has a great eye for action pieces and spectacular fights, especially those set in the Colosseum. Still, the sequel's plot is messier and spends too much time on the political machinations and not enough on Lucius' training and journey in Rome. Most of the supporting cast gets too much time for too few events. Mescal is a worthy star as Lucius, channeling both the calm and rage that defined Crowe's Maximum. Returning Connie Nielsen as his mother Lucilla is also a welcome turn, as is newcomer Joseph Quinn as the violent Emperor Geta. Strongest among the cast is undoubtedly Washington's Macrinus. He's smart, charismatic, ruthless and evolves as a performer throughout the film from mentor to conqueror of his own kind. Washington has already won 2 Oscars, and yet he's worthy of a third. Even with a muddled plot, Washington shines brilliantly. As an actor, this part might seriously be his crowning achievement. The final product of is one that's got sweeping set pieces and also too many historical liberties. There were never sharks in a gladiator fight, an odd narrative pacing. The early scenes and final brawl are great, but come too fast, split by a much slower second act. Audiences who abandon most reason and hope for insights into actual Roman history will be satiated with a well-acted exploration of what it means to truly lead and inspire. Lucius' real dream of Rome that stable democracy and freedom can prevail is a hopeful reminder all of us could use these days.